I'm joined by Adam Lockwood after the 2-1 defeat at home to North Ferry. Adam, we're just wondering how we've managed to lose that game this afternoon. Hugely disappointing after the good work that's been put in recent weeks.
Yeah, ultimately, we came below our standards in terms of personally within the group. There were some good performances. To be fair play to North Ferriby. They came and gave us a great game, and I knew that, you know. All opponents do a lot of background into them, and I knew that. We've talked about that. You know, in the changing room there, they all know that our standards weren't reached, and they have been over the last 20, 25 games. You know, been absolutely outstanding today, and they know it, well below what we expect in terms of not so much performance, just little things in the game that can cost you in the way, you know, come up short. And it's disappointing to come up short against somebody around you in the table, but that's, you know, as a group we'll cope with that. We've got a good thing, we've got another game on Tuesday, another opportunity for us as a club to go out and show what we are about, and we've consistently been doing that lately. Today, well below where we should be in terms of those little things. You know, having said that, there's chances there to win the game, really, before they score, but great ability from their lad again, the first goal, but we've got to be better not to give those opportunities, and our standards, because we were below our standards, he's been given that opportunity to do that, and he's taken it. So that's what you get if you drop below where we should be.
Conditions were really difficult today, high wind. Obviously, it made it difficult perhaps to get the ball on the ground and play football.
Yeah, it does, but that ain't what's cost us today in terms of it's the things that, as footballers at this level, we should all know. We've all talked about this week, building up to the game. You know, this time of year, games aren't going to be glorious conditions, and the lads in there have got enough experience between them, and maybe those things there are what they've got to look at in terms of how they play those situations and when things, and we don't put things at risk at times like we did today on unexplainable amount of times, really, and that's what's cost us. That is what's cost us, and like I said, fair play to Ferriby. They've exploited that situation, and that's how you win games at this level. So we have to make sure now, to the end of the season, we don't do that again, and we don't put ourselves in those situations, and we certainly have today.
And if there is a positive, I suppose, you know, after going down to 10 men, we looked actually like the better side, the top, into the end of the game. Obviously, we ultimately conceded the goal, but with 10 players, we still were on the front foot for spells in that period of the play.
Yeah, like I said, we had chances before they scored and after they scored. And that, you know, that's what we've got in that changing room as well, the passion. You go in and you speak to them about the game and how things, how we've been put ourselves in a situation to be where we stood now, and that's the beauty of that changing room, really. I know that that won't happen again, in terms of not bad play and not just little things that creep into the game and that has ultimately give Ferriby an opportunity to get back into the game. That's what I'm looking. You know, I'm sure Steve will be saying that they've made us do the same. That's what it's about. You know, it's. But for me, when I can only look at my side and talk about the situation we've put ourselves in, and too many amount of times that we've put ourselves in situations where it's not good. And like I said, then what Steve will be saying is great play from them in terms of you know, counter-attacking that and making us pay. So the secret is not putting yourself in those positions too many times.
No time to dwell on it, though. It's straight back into the action Tuesday night, and it's a tough test, isn't it, Barrow, coming here to Nethermore?
Every game's a tough test. I've said it. Today was a tough test as going to Dagenham away, and Barrow on a Tuesday night is definitely a tough test as well. But, you know, we'll be preparing the best we can, as we always do. I'll be disappointed if our standards drop below where they are, and doing the right things. I think they have done today, and that's what's cost us as a result. And we just need to make sure that we get back to that as quickly as possible, and hopefully that's Tuesday night.
Thanks, Adam.